Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Welcome to What's on Your Mind, Friday edition. Scott Henin, the day off. Main man Leon Francis hanging out today with us. We're brought to you by our friends at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. Across Fargo and, of course, western Minnesota, northern South Dakota, you're covered. You're covered for wellness. It's all about West Fargo, Grand Forks, Bismarck as well. Online at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, the number 2.com. Of course, Hot Spring Spas are catching up with the backlog big time. The Finley Osaunas. You can take a sauna, put it up in your garage, and plug it into the wall and you're sweating. It's wellness, my friend. Billiards and games. Of course, the old house and shuffleboard tables and pool tables are gorgeous. Got the endless pools as well. A lot of accessories to go with anything for your game room or your gazebo or your hot tub is or your sauna at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables. The number 2.com. How you doing, Leon Francis? Welcome back, buddy.
Oh, I'm good.
Good to see you.
I'm not as good as Scott sitting in that hot tub the other day.
The other day, yeah. Walked in and can't unsee certain things, but hey.
I was going to ask you, how did that turn out for you?
Anyway, but that's just fine.
Scott's got the gig, man. He has got the gig. I'm Leon Francis. I'm your humble conservative host here on AM 1100 today. Call in numbers 855. Wait, that's not right.
There's I'll get you. I got
800-228-0550. That's the number.
Or you can leave a message at 855-200-1776, extension 1. That is the Be the Buffalo Oasis Petroleum Hotline. 855-200-1776.
See?
There's a lot of numbers. There's a lot of numbers in this freaking show, I'll tell you that.
Oh, man, we got a good show for you today. First off, we're going to be talking with my good buddy, Jared Hendricks. The state of the Indy GOP. I mean, what is going on in our state with the Republican Party? There's a lot of turmoil. And I'll even go a tiny bit further. I am the chairman of my district, 44. Did you know that, Kevin?
I did know that, yep.
Okay, so, and I heard about a month ago, maybe a little more than a month ago, that my district was being targeted because I was too conservative. Think about that. I am being challenged, and I knew this about a month and a half ago. Someone in Bismarck actually was at a function and told me he was at a function and there was conversation about this orchestrated strategy to flip district chairs that were, you know, considered too conservative for the NDGOP leadership. What does that tell you? I mean, I'm a black conservative, and I'm too conservative for the NDGOP, so I have to go. I'm being challenged. You probably aren't hearing that, though, like in the media with the Rob Porch and those type of folks. You probably never even heard that. But that's a thing, and it's something that we have to contend with. What's going on with the NDGOP leadership that, I don't know, they're in a war with their base? I remember some of this back in my Tea Party days, you know, and I love North Dakota, love standing up for District 44, love it. But what does it say when I, your humble host, as far as I know, I'm the only black district chair in the state of North Dakota, and I'm being targeted for being too conservative. One, it's a badge of honor, I guess, and because I'll never stop being me. I mean, that will never happen. I am who I am.
When it comes to government, there is no such thing as too conservative.
That's what I'm saying. Small government. I am a small government conservative, period. And if that's too much, if that's too over the line for you, then maybe, you know, maybe I need to find a home. I love, by the way,
I just got done reading Blackout, Candace Owens' book. I love how she defines the difference between a liberal and a leftist. Yep. And I'd never really thought about that. Because getting away from politics and government, obviously some liberal thinking has plenty of relevance in the world.
Yes.
No question, for some things that have to be done, the way they have to be done, we get that. But when you talk about the leftists, which are way over there,
it's the people that say birthing,
come back,
birthing people.
Yes,
you know it's
come
those
back.
People.
Come over here, get a little closer to the middle. We can't get the picture.
We can't.
You're out of the frame.
And you do realize that the entire country is lurching hard left.
Well, I don't say the entire country. What? I would say, you know, a very loud minority. With the media, the mainstream, and the drive-by, as you know, Ray Rush said, you know, with them on their team.
Yeah, yeah.
And big tech. We can go down the list.
But when you say it's a small minority, but vocal, they are powerful, though.
Truly, truly.
They control the media. They control social media. They control the information that's going in our kids' heads.
Look at the amount of people that believe America's racist.
Right.
They actually believe that.
And here I am in North Dakota, on the most conservative radio station on the planet. And, you know, white people are bigots, apparently. You guys don't want to listen to me. I don't have, like, full call screens every time I'm in here.
Yeah, clearly the color screener on our door is broken.
Right, right. Clearly they've never seen me before. Clearly my southern dialect doesn't, you know, come through on the microphone.
I think it was, whatever, a couple, 3 years ago when this all started coming up during Trump. And, you know, America has racist, really goes racist roots and racist systemic.
Have they ever heard of Mugabe?
Well, the first time I heard that, I thought, no, it's not.
Right.
No, it's not.
Well, you haven't been properly indoctrinated yet.
Well, we all
get your 1619 Project handbook, and you need to read that, man.
Well, we grew up with content of character, not color of skin. Period. That was it.
Silence is violence, man.
Amen, bro. I was like that.
That's being facetious.
No, but silence, it is. I mean, in this particular realm, yeah.
Oh, and my buddy Jarrett, he's been raked over the coals a little bit. He is the district chair of District 38, and we're going to talk a little North Dakota politics. And I fully expect some ruffled feathers. I would suggest you called in. And, you know, just have a conversation. Let's have a conversation where people aren't being called, you know, outsiders or Nazis or whatever the little moniker you want to throw in there. Let's just talk. Let's take off I'm going to take off my NRA hat. No, I'm leaving that on. I love it too much. But let's just kind of put aside our conservative versus, you know, establishment hats, and let's have a conversation, and let's talk about what's going on in the NDGOP. Jarrett. Hey, buddy.
Hey, Leon. How's it going?
It's going. I should ask you that. How's it going, man?
Oh, pretty good. Can't complain. I mean, things have been pretty interesting, and, you know, I guess it's no matter what. I mean, when you're the supermajority party, at least we have a lot more people at our local district meetings than the Democrats are going to have in any other state meeting, so there's always that going for us.
Yeah, I guess more people involved is always a good thing, in my humble opinion, especially when you're talking about local and state politics, because we see what's going on in Washington, and if you folks out there want a buttress, a retaining wall, if you will, for the things that are coming out of Washington, it has to be here. It has to be in the state. It has to be at the local level. And this is where we make our stand. This is the way this thing was set up in the beginning. Talk about small government. Talk about accountability to the people. But I digress. Jared, you've been kind of getting raked over the coals, man. I've been hearing a little bit.
A little bit.
What's
yeah.
going on there?
A little bit. Yeah.
Let's roll this back a little bit. I heard, I wasn't there, that what was it, the District 7 reorg? You were kicked out.
Yeah, something like that. More precisely, I wasn't let in.
Okay.
You know, and the first thing I'll say, because I want to talk about that, but I want to just paint the picture, if I can, for what's really going on here. And I think on a national level, and this really is a national thing. I mean, there's a local component, but on the national level, since the November election, since January 6th.
Hey, Jared, I did not time that. Hey, Jared, I didn't time that correctly, and my apologies, and I apologize to the listeners. Hang on.
That's all right.
Right after this break, we're going to dig into it with Jared Hendricks and talk about the state of the NDGOP. We'll be right back right here on What's on Your Mind. Be right back.
At the University of Mary, we are truly military friendly. Our admissions team has years of real-world military experience. We will support your advancement every step of the way. We offer scholarships, credit for your experience, and ensure you and your family receive all available military benefits. Classes start June 7th. Discover a true military-friendly community at the University of Mary at online.umary.edu/military.
Now you can pair monster power with total control. Your Northern Region New Holland dealer wants to tell you about T9 Series four-wheel drive tractors with the AutoCommand CVT from New Holland. This transmission gives you faster acceleration and easier operation at low speeds with no steps and no ranges. Just move the controller gently for gradual response, aggressively for quick response. Learn more about T9 AutoCommand tractors. Stop by your local Northern Region New Holland dealer today.
Ryan Wiege is with us from Red Trail Energy in Richardton, North Dakota.
We produce 64 million gallons of ethanol annually. Now, in order to do that, you know, we procure about 23 million bushels of corn annually, and 98% of that is bought directly off the farm across 32 counties in North Dakota, in northwestern South Dakota, eastern Montana. So that in itself, obviously, is a huge economic impact, you know, for the agriculture community out here. It's nice to know that part of the tax revenue that we generate here, especially for the city of Richardton, you know, they just finished building a new school, and knowing that part of our tax dollars helped aid in that construction of a new school is a pretty good feeling for us here at Red Trail.
Why should North Dakotans use ethanol?
I truly believe ethanol is a much better product than it gets credit for. It's a high-octane fuel. It reduces our greenhouse gas emissions drastically. When you're putting ethanol in your vehicle, you're more than likely either supporting yourself or somebody you know within the agricultural community.
Ethanol and agriculture are one, and building better communities. Find out more at ndethanol.org.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Welcome back to What's on Your Mind. numbers to call, 800-228-0550. Call us live, or, of course, you can always leave a message or a comment at the Be the Buffalo Oasis Petroleum Hotline at 855-200-1776. OasisPetroleum.com. They are hiring. Hey, we're brought to you by our friends at PetraServe USA. I get to be the one making you hungry today. You're looking to get a little lunch special. Drop by Valley City, exit 292 off I-94, pulled pork with gravy or a chicken fettuccine Alfredo that'll knock your socks off. Everything I've ever had at that, and we hit that usually in the fall heading out to Eccleston to go hunting. Hit that PetraServe right at Valley City there. Scratch Kitchen. Phenomenal. Harwood, two Sloppy Joes and Chips, West Main Avenue in West Fargo's got chicken tenders today. Serving up a taco salad on 12th Avenue North, NP Avenue, downtown Fargo, like a chef's choice. Stuffed peppers over in Glendon. That's my stop on the way home. I'd have to stop and get some stuffed peppers. And up in Ulan's got meatballs and oof the tacos today. Some fry bread tacos. That got Leon's attention right there. Man, of the oof the taco being, being served, we're there. All right, of course, fueling America, helping America fuel better. That's every PetroServe USA location. Proud sponsors of What's On Your Mind. Really good to have you back, Leon.
Love being here. Love being in this chair, talking to the good folks of North Dakota. We're having a conversation with my friend Jarrett Hendricks, District 38 Chair, on, you know, what in the world is going on in the NDGOP nowadays. So, Jarrett, you want to take that question? What's going on, man? What's going on in the NDGOP today?
Yeah, well, it's really something that, like I was saying before the break, it's going on a national level. And it's since November, since January 6th, since the election, since everything that's really occurred in the last few months, there's this ever-growing grassroots movement of Trump supporters, conservatives, patriots, and others. They're waking up to how seriously concerning the direction of the country is, and they're engaging in the process. And this is a group that's opposed to this sort of woke corporatism, the federal overreach. They support states' rights, parental rights and education, our religious liberties, healthcare freedom. I mean, you look at the mask issue, there's the biggest bill this session, property rights. You know, these are individuals that are learning that in order to make positive change, they must do things differently. And that means, in some cases, replacing leadership. And that's what's happening across North Dakota right now with these Republican reorganization meetings. And for those who don't know what that means, the 47 Republican legislative district committees meet and reorganize every 2 years by electing officers. And all of those 47 district chairs combined make up the state committee, which governs the North Dakota Republican Party. So if you ever heard yourself saying that we don't have strong conservative leadership or that we cave too easily to the radical left or that you wonder why leadership didn't stand stronger with President Trump, you can understand why these positions are very important. And of course, in politics, unfortunately, your opinion means nothing. The only thing that really matters is when you act on the things that you believe in. And that's why we need patriots engaged in this organization process.
Yeah, I was a little taken aback when I heard that, because obviously I'm a district chair. I was on the, rules committee. I was on the resolutions committee. So I was a little taken aback when, I heard that, our platform, our party platform is a brainchild of the Bastiat. How did that happen? How did, you know, folks, good, you know, strong-willed conservative folks at the grassroots level, at my level, at, you know, district chair level, get, like, kind of branded with this a toxic scarlet letter, apparently, and I don't believe that to be the case, but how did that happen? How did we transition from, you know, common-sense conservatives to, you know, the Bastiat, scarlet letter on you? How did we get there, man? Maybe I should ask this. Is this a Bastiat takeover of the NDGOP? I'll ask it that way.
Yeah, well, I mean, first of all, there's another word for takeover. It's called an election. And do we believe in elections? I think as Republicans, we do. But, you know, this idea of a Bastiat takeover is kind of a bizarre conspiracy theory I mean, all the Basiyak Caucus is, it's an informal group of loosely affiliated legislators who meet weekly during session and talk about bills. That's it. So when I kind of read some of these really kind of silly talking points on Basiyak, I don't honestly know what it means. But, you know, what's usually attached to that is this argument of division. And there is a lot of division in the party, but the division has been caused by milquetoast establishment politicians. You know, the national level, you got the guys like Mitt Romney. And even locally, we have people like Rick Berg. You know, Scott Hinnon said yesterday on the radio that part of the issue is a lack of leadership in the NDGOP. And I agree with that.
I agree.
And they divide the party by failing to lead. And I'm not saying that they're terrible people, but they aren't advancing an agenda. And fracturing occurs in the absence of leadership. And that's one of the reasons why Trump support levels within the Republican Party were always sky high. So the good news is there is a solution. The party can be united and stronger if it unites around an agenda. And I've been active in Republican Party politics for over 13 years, so I'm excited about what can be done. I'm excited about these new people showing up, getting involved. I mean, look, the bottom line is that politics goes to those who show. So for those who criticize, quote, conservatives or Basiyaks, if they want to call them whatever they really want to call them, who want to make the party stronger, guess what? They're free to offer their own ideas instead of criticizing others.
Yeah. I'm going to go out to Charles in Minot. He has a question. Charles, what's on your mind, buddy?
Leon, how are you? Good morning. How are you doing, Leon?
I'm good. It's beautiful out.
I've been one of those guys that's being demonized. I heard yesterday that Scott Hannon owes me an apology. He was evidently, maybe he was just mistaken that I was calling Klaus an effing, you know what, and it wasn't. I didn't say that. I didn't say go back to Germany. That was never said. Anyone can listen to the recording.
And yeah, I wanted to ask about that. I know a lot of these folks in a lot of these districts, and if someone said that upsets me. So I wasn't there, obviously. So I would like to know definitively if that was said to Klaus, and if so, that's not okay. I mean, it's not okay.
Klaus and I have history. He was out there spreading some bad rumors about me. I actually confronted him. And as I was told that by legislators, that exactly what he was saying. So him and I have history, and his wife was out there telling people not to sign my petition to qualify for DPI because I wasn't qualified. So, you know, we have history. But, you know, to lock people out of public, that was a public school building that in Bismarck. It was free. They really didn't have any right. And when the police came, the police agreed with me. I had my camera inside, so I didn't pursue it, and I didn't, you know, rub it in their face that I won. But then people were saying, oh, he got arrested. That never happened.
Right. Charles, man, we got to talk. But that music means that we're up against the break here. We'll be right back with our buddy Jarrett Hendricks to talk a little bit more about the state of the NDGOP. We'll be right back with What's On Your Mind right after this.
800-228-0550 or 855-200-1776. Leave a message there on that Oasis Petroleum Be the Buffalo Hotline.
Attention farmers, steel prices are on the rise, and Gateway Building Systems is here to help. We currently have Brock Solid Bins in stock, and you can get them at pre-steel increased prices. Gateway Building Systems is the number one Brock bin dealer in the USA and provides turnkey convenience with factory direct product, complete design services, and in-house construction. Take advantage of these rates while supplies last. Go online to gatewaybuilding.com.
Hi, this is Shane Tibiatowski from People's Home Equity Mortgage. Are you in the military or a veteran, a healthcare worker, first responder, police officer, firefighter, EMS, or an educator? If you are, I have great news for you. We are a Homes for Heroes lender that has amazing benefits for you. Please call me, Shane Tibiatowski, at 701-390-1674, NMLS 194-550.
You USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A suspect is in custody Thursday night following an hours-long hostage situation during a robbery at a Wells Fargo in St. Cloud, Minnesota. All hostages were safe and unharmed. The suspect was identified by police as Ray Rico McNeary, who was due in court that day for two counts of felony domestic assault back in March. He opted to allegedly rob the bank. The Biden administration plans to send a top representative to the U.S.-Mexico border region on Friday, but it will not be Vice President Kamala Harris. Thursday marked the 44th day Harris has gone without visiting the border or holding a news conference about her duties to manage the border crisis. On Friday, Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas will visit a migrant processing facility in Donna, Texas. A former professional golfer, Daniel Bolling, was arrested by Orlando, Florida police on Wednesday after allegedly trying to meet up with a 15-year-old girl who turned out to be an undercover officer. USA Radio News.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
What's on your mind? Brought to you by our friends at Piper's Auctioneers. Of course, he is America's Land Auctioneer. You get the radio show 7 o'clock every Saturday across the state on, of course, KFYR in Bismarck, in Fargo on AM 1100, The Flag, and 970 AM WDAY out in Tioga as well. Lots of auctions, land auction, real estate, land management, equipment auctions going on, a lot of them. They've got a couple of really awesome land auctions going on. One is a 160-plus acre horse property over in Aiken County, Minnesota. But to find out more, get the lineup on all of the different auctions that they've got going on, go on to the website, Pifers.com, P-I-F-E-R-S.com, P-I-F-E-R-S.com. That's Kevin and the team at Pifers Auctions. Tell them what's on your mind, sent you. And Leon has been in for Scott Hennon before, and he's back. Good to see you again. Nice NRA hat you got there, by the way, brother.
Oh, I love
looking
it.
Good.
You can't get this hat without, you know, doing specific secret rituals and that sort of thing.
I am neither triggered nor offended by that choice of headwear you wear.
I like to play on words, man.
I do what I can.
There we go. All right, back out to my buddy Jared. Jared, what... what is the vision? I'm sitting here, I'm thinking about the future of the NDGOP, what that landscape looks like. But where do you see us going from here? I mean, is this like a hiccup in the road, or is this going to fracture the party, you know, the conservative versus the establishment? Are those terms even relevant? You know, and I like to say... we're a family, and families fight sometimes. You know, is this a rift that cannot be mended?
It's a good question. I don't think that I would say that. I think that it's a rift that can be mended, but you have to have a vision, and you have to give people something to get behind. And that's why I talked about the absence of leadership. You know, these problems occur when you don't have boldness. So what's the solution? In a word, courage. I mean, look, we have a supermajority, both chambers, the governor, all the statewide elected officials. There is nothing that we cannot accomplish as Republicans if we simply put forward a vision and have the self-confidence to advocate for the truth as we know it and our principles as we understand them. And we have a great platform as a party. And that's not that we need to worship her platform or anything. In fact, you know, one of the things that gets said by generally more liberal Republicans, establishment Republicans, which is essentially the same thing, is that we're a big tent party. I agree. But every tent has tent poles, core fundamental principles like life, the Second Amendment, religious liberty, low taxes, low regulations, putting our families first, opposing special interests, supporting local control. And, you know, we need to stop caving, unlike the left, which is always bold. And this is one of the biggest problems of the Republican establishment. They're always the naysayers. And a good example, Representative Jeff Hoverson, when he put his mask bill forward, and everybody said at the beginning, I say everybody, I know other legislators that said this in the beginning, that bill will never go anywhere. It's too bold. It was the biggest bill this session and ended up overriding the governor's veto when we got it in. So those who say we have to compromise by only asking for 50% of what we want, they start at 50%. When we do that, we compromise further and we end up with 25% of what we want. I say no. We ask for 100% of what we want. So even if we have to compromise and end up at 75%, we're still doing pretty good.
So those core tenets that you spoke of, those tent poles, I totally agree with that analogy, by the way. Some folks would say, you know, you got this big tent, and some maybe we should scale back a bit. Maybe we should stand on, like, just the core principles of conservatism or republicanism, like small government, life issues, Second Amendment issues, and just kind of leave it at that and not delve into the, like, the social or cultural issues. And I think a lot of times that gets lost, the fact that what we stand for, these core issues, are rock solid. And then you got the cultural things. What would you say to folks that think that way? Like, you know, we don't. Why do we have like this transgender thing in there? Or, well, you know, why are we like in a social cultural war when we don't need to be? How would you answer that?
Well, I mean, it is true that people are generally motivated by their wallets, but you can't put the culture stuff aside. And this really goes back to, if we believe in limited government, that means we have to govern ourselves. And the way you govern yourself is you have a moral culture. And so these things matter. Life matters. Faith matters. Culture matters. Because you can't have a society without those other elements. That's why the founding fathers understood this. They said you have a republic. If you can keep it, it's only there for a moral people. So I understand that people sometimes see that as, well, you're pushing your morality around. Well, you know, we don't want to browbeat people, but at the same time, society doesn't function without values. It is a contradiction. So we can't divorce ourselves from those social issues. I don't even really like looking at, I mean, you say, like, abortion is a social issue. I'm sorry, abortion is not a social issue. Abortion is a civil rights issue.
So I totally agree. If what I said made anyone believe that I think that abortion or life issues are a social issue or a cultural thing, absolutely not. I am 100% rock solid pro life. I believe that, you know, we shouldn't murder babies. Period. That's it. That's it.
It's the first right.
Yeah, it is. Without that right, fundamental right, we don't have any other rights, man. I mean, you got to be born to enjoy the God-given rights that our Constitution protects. So there you go. 800-228-0550. Call in, weigh in. I want North Dakota's opinion on, you know, this issue. We have a rift in the NDGOP. We have, as I've heard over and over, lack of leadership. We have the targeting of conservatives. The Luke Simon thing is prima facie evidence. My district being targeted for my removal, prima facie evidence. Other districts that are going through the same thing, and you're not hearing about it. How do you feel? Do you think that conservatives like me are, you know, too stringent for the NDGOP? Are we too, Are we an irritant, I guess, in the ointment that is the GOP nationally and statewide? I don't know how to phrase that. I just can't even. I'm a Southern conservative, you know. So you get what you get with me. I believe in the core tenets of republicanism, small r, small government, the life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness.
Well, it sounds period. Like, well, you know, Minnesota resident here, I have my own set of problems.
Yep.
Many problems. But it seems to me, I mean, you're dealing with the same thing that a state like Utah is dealing with Mitt Romney. You're dealing with rhinos.
Yep.
And every state's going to deal with them. And I like what Jared has to say about, you know, we've got to root these people out. These faux conservatives.
Yeah.
These Liz Cheney's of the world. I'm sorry, they're not, it doesn't come down to whether you're, you know, good, bad, center, right. You're just not helping, really. You know, just kind of a lot of not helping, a lot of talk.
We have a Republican representative.
Blah, blah, blah.
Yeah. We have a Republican representative in North Dakota that supports Planned Parenthood. How am I supposed to get behind that?
Well, and I love John Hovind. I've known Hovind. I've known John for decades. I've known him for 20 plus years. I love the guy.
Yep.
I love
yep.
Mikey. But asking and urging, we're urging the administration to listen to, they're not listening. And they don't care how much you ask and urge.
Yeah.
The left doesn't care.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're not interested in a debate. They're not interested in a conversation. They're interested in statements and their actions. And that's it.
We need,
don't get in the way.
We need a Ron DeSantis style gravitas. We don't need to ask. We need to be like, hey, you know?
Yeah. No.
Jared, anything else you want to add to that?
Well, yeah. I mean, I think it kind of goes down to back to the district stuff. I mean, look, you know, what kind of leadership do we want? And if we wanted to resolve those issues, it starts at the most base local level. And a lot of the district chairs end up making decisions about this. They make decisions on the platform. They make decisions on the direction that the party goes. I mean, I'll give you one super quick example. We had a proposal being added to the platform a couple of years ago that simply said that we as Republicans believe in biological men and biological women. And you won't believe the controversy this caused at the state committee meeting.
I was there.
Yeah, you were there. And it's just mind-boggling. I mean, do we believe in truth? And when you forsake truth, you forsake everything. And so, I think that it's worth exploring why some of the folks are actually getting engaged and why they actually care who their district chair is. Their district chair represents them and the Republican Party leadership. And so if you're conservative and if you want to be well represented, you should be a part of this process. And it does matter. And no one's entitled to these positions. You know, I was reelected this year as a district chair, and I said this at my meeting. I am not entitled to this position. You know, some people get bent out of shape about this stuff and talking about takeovers. That's why I say, look, it's an election. And how we conduct elections is important. And that was part of the issue in District 7. Some people were not allowed in the meeting. And that's fine. The state party rules do allow districts to restrict access to party meetings. But most of the time, it's never been done. And so I just thought it was pretty telling and pretty interesting. People can kind of make up their own their own minds about it. I mean, I walked in with a smile, as I always do, and I was immediately told I was not welcome. You know, for context, I'm a district chair. I serve on the rules committee of the party. I was invited to the meeting by about 20 different residents of District 7 to serve as an election observer. And I talked with, I didn't really talk with Klaus. I talked with his wife, Marcia, and we were friendly. And I said, Marcia, you are always welcome to our District 38 meetings in Minot. So, and of course, you know, Klaus won, so congratulations to him. But you know, people need to be at these meetings. We need to come together. We need to hash these things out, and we need to welcome people, especially for the folks that are talking about the big tent. Well, if you're talking about the big tent, the conservatives are a part of that tent, right? Especially
right.
If we have those tent poles.
And on this subject, we have our district reorg tonight, District 44. It's at El Zagel, you know, the El Zagel shrine up there, up north there at 7 p.m. So, and I welcome anybody to come and sit in, you know, whether or not you are part of the, in Fargo, yeah, Fargo, North Fargo, sorry. Come in, sit in, you know, observe and participate.
There's the key.
Yeah.
There's the word.
Participation.
Get involved.
We'll be right back right after this.
Since Precision Concrete Cutters and Ramjack North have joined forces, we've been providing you with top-notch foundation repair solutions. Call 701-280-7038 and ask about our winter discount, or go online to pccnd.com.
Help preserve your wealth. Successful investing requires more than just selecting the right stocks or bonds. It also requires avoiding big mistakes that can harm your financial future. Call Collins & Kronk to get your free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Let the advisors at Collins & Kronk explain some common pitfalls investors make, and more importantly, how to avoid them. Steering clear of any of these key mistakes could greatly improve your ability to reach your investing goals. Given the current news and the uncertainty in the financial markets, you may wonder how you'll keep your own portfolio on track to help meet your financial goals. Get the free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Call the advisors at Collins & Kronk today and ask for the report. Collins & Kronk, 701-235-0119. 701-235-0119. Collins & Kronk is not a registered broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services. Securities offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., located 300 NP Avenue, Fargo, Suite 108.
Hi, this is Andy Murdock with Piper's Auctioneers, hosting these incredible live and online equipment auctions in Jamestown, Dodge, Animoose, Lair, Fairmont, Raleigh, Mercer, Lakota, Cavalier, and Bismarck, North Dakota, Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and Pelican Rapids, Minnesota. And if you're in the market to sell your equipment, Piper's equipment experts are on call anytime for a free consultation. Contact Piper's at 701-523-7366. Bid online and view all upcoming land and equipment inventories at Piper's.com.
Since Precision Concrete Cutters and Ramjack North have joined forces, we've been providing you with top-notch foundation repair solutions. Call 701-280-7038 and ask about our winter discount, or go online to ramjacknorth.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
I love that beat, man. That's country for you. I love it.
I've been thinking about you.
Hey, isn't he coming here to Fargo? What's this guy's name?
Kane Brown.
Isn't he coming here to Fargo this year?
Red River Valley Fair, I believe.
Nice.
I will check.
Yeah, I need to get some tickets, so.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, my wife loves Kane Brown, man. Actually, he kind of makes me mad with that. Anyway, Leon Francis sitting in for Scott Hannon today. Taking your phone calls at 800-228-0550. We actually have the town hall today. Kevin Cramer will be in. And you can give our leadership a little grief, you know, because of certain issues or whatever. But you got to give the man props. I mean, he is one of the few representatives that actually comes and talks to his constituents. And he'll take it, man. He'll take whatever question. He'll sit down and he'll take the fire.
I hear people, again, Minnesota resident over here.
Yeah, you need to remedy that,
talk about
man.
That, and I think, well, I'll trade you our two senators for one of yours. You can have Tina Smith and Amy Klobuchar. Have they Hovind or Cramer?
Nope.
Good to go. No?
Nope.
No deal?
No deal,
okay,
buddy.
Okay, fine. By the way, Kane Brown is going to be at the North Dakota State Fair on the 31st of July. So not the Red River Valley Fair. Great lineups coming together at both fairs. Skinner, Dan and Shay, Ashley McBride's going to be there, Sawyer Brown, Kane Brown, and Billy Idol, all at the State Fair in Minot coming up.
Skinner? Leonard?
Leonard Skinner, yep.
I can do that.
It's like their fourth final tour.
I'm not a big Dan and Shay. My wife loves that guy, that group. And
I always think it's Rascal Flatts when I hear him.
I don't know. He sounds a little too boy bandish to me, you know, K-pop. Sort of stuff. Anyway, I'm going on and on and on. 800-228-0550. Don't forget that we have Senator Kevin Cramer on in the 10 o'clock hour. So you got a question for him? Call in and let's do this. I got a couple of questions for him. So and since I have the mic, I'm going to get to ask mine first. I'll do one, just one, and I'm done with it. All right, Jeff. Out in Garrison, what's on your mind?
Yeah,
hello, Jeff.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, go ahead.
I've been involved in the NDGOP at the district levels for better than 10 years. And as a district chairman and as a committee member, and I've always said from day one that the NDGOP has been focused and is so proud of the fact that they've built this supermajority across the state in at every level. And I've always said, well, what is the point of being proud of a supermajority of people who are ideologically unpeer? They have not built a platform on which this majority to stand. And until we do that, we're always going to have this problem of people trying to hold on to the old way of doing things without focusing on what we really stand for and defending what we stand for. And that's been missing over at least the last 10 years and probably continue on unless we continue to have these this cleansing, if you want to call it that, at the district levels through across the state.
Ah, good perspective, man. Thanks, Jeff. I don't know. Whenever I feel that I'm too conservative for my party, I think we have a problem. I think that there's a problem, you know? Todd, out in West Fargo, what's on your mind, buddy?
Morning, Todd.
So tell me, Leon, who's running the Republican Party? You got the state party, and runs the party, but we got a governor that wasn't elected by the party. He was elected by the people in a primary. We got a representative in Congress that wasn't voted in by the party. Voted in by the people at a primary. So you got the governor. And his people, they think they're in charge. You got our federal people, they think they're in charge. You got the people that actually have the power is the legislature and the legislative leaders, but they're like trying to herd cats. You got, like we've been discussing, you got three or four different wings of the Republican Party in the legislature, and they all think they're in charge. We don't have a leader. We don't, you know, and I've been involved for going on 20 years now. And, you know, years ago when we had nothing, we had Ed Schaefer came out of the, you know, came out of the darkness and led us. And when we've got this super majority that the previous caller just mentioned. But we don't have that, you know, somebody that says, okay, team, we're all going in this direction. Everybody, since we don't have that, we have everybody pulling in different directions, and all it's going to take is for Soros or Zuckerberg or somebody to figure out, hey, if we just dump $25,000 into every one of these little North Dakota races, it's only going to set us back about, you know, $750,000.
Right.
And we'll be sitting back there wondering who our leader is.
Todd, you make a very salient point. You are spot on, man. We're right up against the break. On the other side of this break, we have Kevin Cramer, Senator Kevin Cramer. He's going to take your phone call. So if you got a question, you know, call in now. The phone lines always light up with Kevin. So we'll be right back right after this break. 800-228-0550.
A trusted energy partner, a leader in the Bakken. That's Hess. A global independent energy company leading the way in oil and gas exploration and production in North Dakota. Working with suppliers, landowners, communities, applying new approaches and innovative technologies for operating safely and efficiently and protecting the environment. Hess. Working hard to make a positive impact on the lives they touch.
Family traditions alive and keeping mom and dad safe at home is more important than ever. Northland Pace is here to help make that a reality. Northland Pace is fully open in all locations, including their new location in Fargo. Pace is a Medicare and Medicaid approved program that promotes living independently at home through the coordination of all health services. As your loved one's needs change, their services are here to meet those needs. So keep them at home as long and as safely as possible. Visit northlandpace.com.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $50 on our popular 4-week emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $50 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.